Hey, yeah, this is an unscripted file. It's like 3 a.m. right now, and I just got back from dumpster diving just really quick. Like I just like got this urge to go out in the middle of the night, so I did. And let me tell you, I found a very interesting thing. So if you're squeamish, this file may not be for you, but it's nothing too nasty, so don't worry. Yeah, I found a pile of clothes. Normally, I don't dig through them because oftentimes a pile of clothes either means an eviction or, bed bugs or fleas or something. But this time, I had my gloves and I had my mask on. So I went and I just was like, fuck it. I gotta fucking like just dig through this shit and find some buried treasure, you know? And so because these were near an apartment, I immediately just assumed like, hey, it might be an eviction or, people are just doing some spring cleaning. And so I just started digging through it and I was very surprised what I found. So initially I was just going in, trying to find stuff I can give to charity or just stuff for myself. And I started finding like stuff like, soap. I found like shoes and I'm like, oh, that's great. I need some soap. I need some body lotion. And like, as I kept going, I just found more and more lotion. And I was just like, oh, sweet. I hit the jackpot. And then I kept finding more lotion and more lotion and more lotion. And I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Like, is this a hoarding situation? Like, what the fuck is this? And so I just bag as much lotion as I can. I bag a few bottles, and like, then that's when I start getting into the real shit. Because on top of the pile was just like all clean clothes, right? But as I kept digging, the stuff started getting dirtier and in the way that like you imagine. Like, all these clothes weren't just like random clothes, they were stuff taken from the laundry room, clearly, because it was differing sizes, some of it like XL, some of it like triple XL, some of it like smaller, and it's just like there's no way that this is coming from one person. So it's either a massive household or somebody stealing stuff from a laundry room. And I have my headlamp on and I start noticing that all of these clothes have like a stain on them, like a nasty, like gnarly stain. And I'm like, oh fuck, are these all cum rags? And that's when I realized, like, oh shit, every single piece of clothing here has fucking cum on it. And that's when I realized I might be dealing with a pervy baiter situation that just like, he's moving, so he has to get rid of all the evidence. And I just keep digging and I find like underwear, the front of it's just covered in cum. I find socks all covered in cum. I find like women's clothing, I find men's clothing. Every single thing just has at least like, I don't know, like 10, 20 loads on it. Like, it's not even like just like a little bit. And it all smells like cum. It all stinks, you know? I'm like, I can smell it through my mask, and I'm just like digging. And like, I was like, at first, I was like, I should be really turned on by this. Like, I'm a baiter. Why am I not horny? And then that's when I realized it's like, it's because it's like old cum and it's on the side of the road. And so I'm just like digging through this and I'm just thinking, like, if the police stop me right now or somebody comes by, they're gonna see just like a man like disheveled digging through cum rags. And I'm just thinking about that. I'm just like, fuck, this is gonna be such a good story, but this is fucking disgusting. And I keep digging and I start finding like really expensive items too. So like, it's clear that this was like either an eviction or like, he really just wanted to get all this stuff out of his house, because I'm finding like golden necklaces, I'm finding like cologne bottles, I'm finding like nice shoes, unworn, like all that shit, And I'm just like, oh, this is nice for me, but this fucking masturbator, like, just throwing out all this good shit, And then I find a fucking stripper pole, and then I find a fucking wig, and I'm just like, was this fucking masturbator a crossdresser too? And I find like all these fucking like fishnets, I find like makeup, and I'm just like, maybe that's the case. And I just keep digging and digging, and I just find like Like bras, like I find a ton of fucking bras. There's just so many fucking bras, each of them, both like the left one and the right one, you know, there's just a big load of cum in there. There's a big load in both of them. So like clearly this is a tits kind of fucking baiter, huh? Like I'm just like, you know, you got fucking cum on everything, but like there's just like a collection of fucking bras in this box, and I'm just like, oh fuck, that's fucking nasty. And like next to all the piss bottles and everything was just like all of these used sex toys. Like there was like this bathroom basket, you know, those wicker ones that was just full of dildos and vibrators. And then like right next to that was just like all of these like fuck toys and fleshlights, and they were like all used and disgusting and moldy. So I couldn't like take any of them home, and I was like, fuck, dude, this is fucking nasty. I'm done with this shit. And like this is a word of warning. I started finding like credit card statements and like social security numbers. So like remember to shred your documents too, because like that's not safe. Like I'm digging through this shit. There's a fucking perv masturbator that digs through your trash, dude. But like on top of all of that, there's just like the nastiest things imaginable at the bottom of this pile. Like fuck. I just find like a bunch of piss bottles that have cum in them too, and I'm just like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Because like this is hot in theory, but not in real life, and not on the side of the road, and not at 3 a.m. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna jerk off to this in the morning, but like I was like, I'm out of here. I'm grabbing all the clean clothes I can, I'm grabbing all of the cologne, I grabbed as much lotion as I could, but trust me when I say there was like about like a box had 16 of them inside, and like there were like three boxes, and I was like, I don't want that much lotion. And come to think of it, it's probably like all cummed in and like greasy, so I'm not gonna like dig further. So like I only got like a few bottles of lotion, I grabbed all the cologne, I grabbed all the phone chargers I could see, I grabbed as much as I could that wasn't covered in cum. And I got in my car and I got the fuck out of there, because that shit was fucking gnarly. Like, I just spent my morning night just digging through a pile of cum rags for no fucking reason. And, like, to be honest, I still smell like cum. Everything in that thing smells like fucking cum. I had to put all the cleanish clothes outside on the balcony, and that shit still smells like cum. I had to take the cologne and I sprayed it all over myself. Now I just smell like, you know, a manly little cum slut, I guess. But yeah, that was my fucking day. How are you all doing?